This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, here's an idea from the Chafetz Chaim on Parshas Shemois, which is this week's Parsha, Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. The Chafetz Chaim has an amazing observation on the simple words of the Pasuk regarding Miriam, Vateisatzav Achoisoi Meirachoik L'deya Mayeyaseh Eloi. And his sister stood from a distance to know what would happen to him. The Chafetz Chaim feels the simple reading of this pasuk is Miriam knew something would happen to him. She just didn't know what. She knew he would be saved. She didn't know how. So she was standing by watching what Hatzalah would Hashem bring. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Yada Miriam Hanaviyah. Miriam, the prophetess, knew ki yinotzal achiyam namayim hazeidainim, that her brother would be saved from the wanton waters, from the dangerous waters. Aval lo yada be'iza oifen tiyah hatzal. She just didn't know how. Ad shebol v'saif ba'as parah, until in the end the daughter of Parah came. Umizeh aleinu lilmaid. From this we should learn. B'chol eis tzara u'metzuka. In every time of distress. Ki soif soif tavoy harvacha. In the end, respite will come. V'hatzala, salvation will come. We might not see how. How is it even possible? Me'ayin. Eso inay al haharim. Me'ayin. We don't know me'ayin, but we do know Yavoy Ezri. Imki ne'elmu mimenu hadrachim ha'amsoim. Even though the means and the paths are hidden, aval aleinu letzapois ulekavois lemechadosh b'chol yoyim. It is upon us to yearn and to hope to the one who renews creation every day, that Hashem will hasten to our salvation and to our redemption, and from the distress, Yamzi lanu pedus uravacha, Hashem will bring to us redemption and respite. Now, if I could cross-reference another teaching on the Chafetz Chaim from the Sefer Tzipisa LeYeshua, where the Chafetz Chaim teaches that the mitzvah of Tzipisa LeYeshua is not only to yearn for the redemption of the Jewish people, but also to yearn for one's own personal redemption from whatever difficulty one finds themselves in. And this we see in the story of Miriam. Miriam knew he would be saved. She didn't know how, so she waited there, anticipating the Yeshua, even though it seemed like Ne'elmu Hadrachim, that all the roads were blocked. Okay, friends, good to see everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Please join us tonight for an amazing share at 8:30 on Shoivavim. By the way, in case you didn't know, at 10:50 or 10:55 on Wednesdays, there's a very short Shir on Divrei Torah on the Parsha. That's 10:50 Wednesday mornings. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.